1 Samuel chapter 17. I want to title the message this evening. There are some weeks where you don't have a title. There is a title today, but we don't know whether we'll have enough preaching time. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is a title. It is Winning Over Your Giants. Winning Over Your Giants. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17. The title of the message is, I didn't hear you. Winning Over Your Giants. Amen. Anybody's got a big brother that you want to win over? Well, you need to hear this message. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17. You know why did God feed his children when they came out of Egypt with manna from heaven? Why did God feed them? When you look into the scriptures, the Bible says when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the Bible says in Exodus 13 and verse 17, God took them through a different route because God did not want them to face the Philistines and be afraid and turn back. So God took them through a different route. And that route took about 40 years. And through that 40 years journey in the wilderness, God fed them with manna. Why? Anybody? Why did God feed them manna? Well, one of the reasons is, when you study scripture, the Bible says manna is called the angel's food. Why would God want you to have angel's food? Are you with me? Amen. Because God wanted you to kill some giants. God did not want you to be afraid in life. God wanted you to win the battles that you face in life. So God gave them angel's food. Manna was called angel's food. And even the word of God this day is an angel's food. It'll make you like an angel. You will go through closed doors. You will go through closed windows. Hallelujah. You will go through the walls that the enemy places in front of you. Because you're going to eat God's word. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of you are going to fly. Are you with me? Some of you are going to fly high for Jesus. You're going to have some wings. Yesterday I was praying and the Holy Spirit of God said he's going to give the church wings. You're going to fly. You're going to soar high for the glory of God. Come on, somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are what you eat. Don't you know that? You are what you eat. If you eat angels' food, you will become like an angel. Praise the Lord. Some of you look like angels. Some of you pretty girls look at each other and say, you look like an angel. Praise the Lord. And there are giants sitting here. And you're going to conquer them. Are you with me? Don't fall in love with somebody sitting here. Fall in love with Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Angels. God gave them angels' food because God wanted them to have victory over giants. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You remember when the children of Israel went into the promised land to spy? 12 spies went to spy the land. And they looked at that place and they said, the people here are so huge. They are giants. They're huge. And I was doing a study. I don't know whether we'll have time to go through it, but I just want you to look at this picture. Okay, brother. Let there be picture. Yeah. That's faith. That's what God did. Let there be light. And we said, let there be picture. And the picture came. You see that? This is the average man, a six-footer. And then you have Og of Bashan, who is about 12 feet. Those are the people in the scripture. Then you have Goliath. That's the story that we're going to look at. He was about 18 feet. Then the early Canaanite giants, When you study the book of Amos chapter 2 and verse 9, they were up to 30 and up to 36 feet. They're huge. Are you with me? They were huge. Just imagine this 6-footer guy looking at that 36 feet guy in the promised land when he went to spy. No wonder 10 of them got scared. Are you with me? 6 feet guy is looking up and he sees a 36 feet guy. Huge. And he was scared. But God does not want you to be afraid. Are you with me? All the 12 of them ate the manna. When you look at Joshua and Caleb, they said, we are able to conquer them. We are able to defeat them. But 10 of them, even though they had eaten the manna, their mindset was still of a slave in Egypt. Sometimes God can feed you with the word of God and he can give you strength. But if your mind is always looking for failure and defeat and say, oh, I don't think I can win over my exams. I don't think I can get over this. I don't think I can overcome that. I don't think I can live up with this. Let me tell you, you're wasting the strength that God has given you. The word of God which is sown into your heart, the word of God which you're listening to is going to give you, you know, gigantic strength to conquer every kind of evil that the enemy places in front of you. You're going to conquer your worst enemy, your worst fear, and you're going to conquer the blessing of God in your life. If you believe that, put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus today. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The manna won't make you tired. Are you with me? The word of God will refresh you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's such a hot day. I've been standing forth from the morning and I was so tired. But I said, let me look at the scripture. So I was just sitting backstage and I was just reading the scripture. I said, Lord, I want divine strength. I want to go there and preach my heart out for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The manna will refresh you. The manna will give you strength. The manna will make you more than a conqueror. The word of God will give you victory over every giant of discouragement and fear. Ever that is stopping you from conquering and possessing every blessing that God has kept for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, I said, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who are these giants? When the children of Israel looked into the promised land, these giants, you remember the grapes they carried? Huge grapes? Huh? It was almost as big as, one grape was almost as big as a coconut. Huge grapes in the promised land. I had another picture of that. I'm not joking. Huge grapes. These grapes were meant for the children of Israel. But who was eating it? The giants were eating it. Are you with me? The land that they had seen, was God had kept it for the children of Israel. For their children and for their children's children. But who was occupying that land? The giants were occupying that land. There are many giants that are occupying that which rightfully belongs to you and to your children. But this day the manna of God, the word of God is going to give you divine strength to have victory over every giant in your life so that you and your children can enjoy every blessing of God and taste the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If you believe that, put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is said that the Philistines were nearly 9 feet. They were the smallest among the giants. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? In practical life, you will see big problems in your life. Huge problems. But don't be afraid. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Huge problems. But don't be afraid. You are a giant killer. Look at somebody and say, you are a giant killer. Come on, make that noise. Come on, hallelujah. Say, you are a giant killer. Say that again. One more time. I can't hear that. Come on. Come on. I can't hear you. Ladylike, very sweetly. Praise the Lord. Come on, guys. You are a giant killer in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Bless the name of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, and that's the homework. Next week when you come, you have to memorize the first book of Samuel, the 17th chapter. You're going to conquer giants, aren't you? A big chapter is not going to scare you. You say, I'm going to conquer this. I'm going to read through this. It's your holidays, am I right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to read. Just kidding. Don't memorize it, but at least look through it. Are you with me? We're going to learn some principles from God's word in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. You remember the story? You find the scripture which says, David is going out to meet his brethren who are in the army. And the Philistine army has come, and their giant Goliath is standing in front of their army, and he is making mockery of the children of Israel and their God. And the Bible says for 40 days the giant was, you know, giving them threats and making fun of their God and making fun of their faith and making fun of their worship for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you imagine that? And for 40 days and 40 nights, the whole army, they stood there in fear. But the giant killer David, he was not afraid. Look at somebody and say, be not afraid. Amen. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will keep you in a standstill mode. Fear will keep you in the neutral. Fear won't make you go forward, nor will it make you, sometimes it will make you go back, but it won't make you go forward. But look at this young boy called David, who carried an anointing from God. He was fearless. The first quality, I pray the word of God will give into your heart, into your spirit, is fearlessness. We are not afraid. The Lord is my help. I shall not be afraid. The Lord is my shield. I shall not be afraid. Hallelujah. He is my strong tower. I shall not be afraid. Are you with me? When you have to face a giant question paper, when you write your exams, say, I shall not be afraid. Because fear will paralyze you. It will make you forget all that you studied. There is somebody sitting here. You forget everything that you study the moment you sit in front of that exam, in that exam hall before that paper. You forget everything. You know why? Because of fear. But when you are going for that exam, you should say, I will not be afraid. The Lord is on my side. I'm going to conquer this giant question paper. Poo, 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 poo. You are going to fail. Hallelujah. I'm going to win. Hallelujah. I know the answer. God will give me victory. Praise the Lord. Anything in life, whether it be a financial giant, a huge debt, whether it be a something that tries to destroy you, something that a huge mountain of discouragement, fear, it could be anything, but you face it. You face it fearlessly. You are willing to confront it. You're willing to go forward. You're willing to say, the Lord will help me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, when I married late. But thank God, not too late. I was with some pastors in Indonesia, and you know, each pastor was, you know, we were in a meeting, and all of them are apostles of God. So they were asking, each one was asking about their lives, and so I had to share about my life. So I said, I just recently got married, you know. And so one of the pastors said, recently got married? So does she have teeth? Well, let me tell you, when I was single and when I was serving the Lord, there were a lot of people who would come to me and, you know, give threats, and who would say, you will never get married. They would say, you know, there are people in your family who are not married. And now one of my uncles is not married. There were a couple of my uncles who's married who didn't have children. They said, "No, you're not going to have children. You're not going to get married." And they just say it out and go, but it plays on your mind. You know what? Plays on your mind. And I was trying to stay faithful and committed to Christ, but it plays on your mind. But there comes a point when you say, you're going to face this giant. Are you with me? My wife is not the giant. She's a sweet girl. Hallelujah. But you say, I'm going to face this giant. Hallelujah. I'm going to do all that God has called me to do and fulfill the mantle of God upon my life. Come on. It depends on what your giant is. There might be family patterns where it might be divorce, it might be inability, just finishing a house that you start, maybe not buying land. It can't be anything. But you're going to look at that and say, I am not going to allow this threat to paralyze my life. I'm going to move forward. My God will work for me. I'm going to conquer this through Jesus Christ. I'm more than a conqueror in the name of the Lord. And the Lord who will fight your battle will give you victory. Just like God gave victory over Goliath for David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first one is fearlessness. For you to win, be fearless. Look at somebody and say that again. Be fearless. And don't be afraid of them when you say that. Be fearless. The second one is faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Amen. David's father is saying, take these hamburgers for your brother. 10 of them. Take those burgers. Because he knew his son. He knew he would be faithful. He would go meet his brother and come back. Are you with me? God is looking for faithful people. Praise the Lord. David was looking after his father's sheep. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 20. His brothers asked him, hey, you left your father's sheep and you've come here. You are an unfaithful person. But you know what? David got up in the morning. He entrusted the sheep to a keeper. He was faithful. He said, please take care of it. I will go and come back. When I have to travel, I call my associate pastors and I say, take care of the church. This is what you do. I'm going to go and come back. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, be faithful. That means you can be relied upon. That means you can be relied upon. Can somebody rely on you? Can I rely on you? The third thing for you to win is what is called focus. Look at somebody and say focus. Focus. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, ignore the giant dream killers. Ignore doubters. When you say you're going to serve the Lord, there will be many people who will say, you're going to win this? You're going to win this? Huh? You're going to do this? His brother said, you're going to do this? When you want to achieve something in life and when you want to possess that which God has given you, there'll be many who will be skeptic, who will make you doubt. Anybody can doubt you, but never doubt yourself. Are you with me? Because through your Lord, you can have victory in everything that God has called you to do. You need to focus on that which God has asked you to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you need focus, you need a vision. Can you imagine that? Are you with me? Are you enjoying the word today? How many of you are enjoying the word? Amen. You know, you remember David, a little boy, 17-year-old, standing before King Saul. And David is saying, listen, I can defeat this giant. When a sheep that I had to look after for my father was taken by a lion or by a bear, I would kill that lion and that bear and I would bring it back. It is easy. I can kill this giant. Can you imagine telling that to the king of Israel? You're just 17 years old. You have not even started singing in the youth ministry. And you're standing in front of the president or the prime minister of the country. And you're saying, listen, I can handle this. Or China is coming for battle with India. I can handle this. Can you imagine that? See, this boy had such an anointing. He had such a vision that when he said this, Saul actually trusted the nation with this young boy. Saul actually said, really? You can fight our nation's battle? You mean you can solve this problem? Your age does not matter. What matters is if you capture a vision from God. Keep your focus on that. Hallelujah. Keep your focus on that. Hallelujah. Keep your focus on that. And you can inspire people. Hallelujah. They can put their trust in you because you have that vision. When you go to a banker and you want to put up a business project, and you're going there and you're sitting there and you're just scratching your head and said, I don't know how I will repay, but give me the loan. I'm not sure. Will they give you the loan? They won't. But you can sit there and actually you can inspire them. Are you with me? If you have a vision, you can actually inspire them. But the main thing in a life's journey is to have a vision and to be focused on that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a vision for Jesus. We have a vision for the gospel. We have a vision to serve Jesus Christ till he comes back in great glory. Hallelujah. We're going to be focused on that. We're not going to allow doubters and people who make fun of that to dissuade us, but we're going to keep our focus. Look at somebody and say, keep your focus. Praise the Lord. Amen. The fourth one, experience. Experience. Say experience. Amen. What does that mean? It means just personal, private experiences that you have had of Jesus. You heard this brother who shared the word now? Huh? You heard him speak about his personal experience of reading the Bible and people sitting there and making fun of him, and he told them about Jesus. You hear that? That's a personal, private experience. Can I ask you, have you a personal, private experience of Jesus? That's your testimony. That will give you every time confidence to face the present problem that you're facing now. Times in the past when God helped you, it might be in simple things. Are you with me? Amen. It might be in simple things. Praise the Lord. Once the devil came to a church. The devil came down into a church. Everybody was sitting there. The devil came down and stood in front of them. Everybody, it was like a giant. The devil stood in front of them. Everybody got scared. Everybody got up and began to run out of the church. Except one man, he was sitting there. He was calmly sitting there reading the Bible. The giant is... Satan came down and said, everybody's running out. This guy is sitting there calmly reading the Bible. So he said, aren't you scared? He said, I've been living with your sister for 38 years. See, he had a personal experience. He had a personal experience for 38 years. So when even the devil came down, he said, I can have victory over this. I'm not going to run away. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, never discount your experiences, however small it might be. Praise the Lord. Your small little experiences in Christ will give you great victories. Hallelujah. Over huge giants. Hallelujah. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Do you have your personal prayer? You might have a small little prayer experience. I remember the first time I had a, experience of the Holy Spirit was, I knew about the Holy Spirit. I was teaching about the Holy Spirit, all that. And yeah, there are times you can sense Him and feel Him. But one of the times was when I used to get up at about 2 o'clock in the night, you just kneel down by the bed and pray for some time. So like normal, I was kneeling down by the bed and praying. I've just had the worship song on and I was just worshiping the Lord. I'm just singing. Everything kind of dry. You're feeling half sleepy and yawny, and but still sitting there and saying, how great you pray like that? There are times you pray like that. And I was sitting and praying like that. And suddenly while I was doing that, I felt suddenly, you know, something come on me. And my yawning left, energy came in. I was suddenly up and active. And I was just praising the Lord, shouting to the Lord. And the room became alive. And I knew, oh, the Holy Spirit has really moved in into my heart. And that day I had to go forth for a meeting. And that evening when I went for the meeting, usually when I go for a meeting, I'm very tense, you know, I'm very worried. That day before I went for the meeting, I slept, got up, had my cup of tea, read a nice magazine, and very relaxed, I walked on to the stage, and the presence of God just fell over that meeting. People were just falling under the power, the glory of God were just manifesting, and demons were coming out, and I knew, boom, it is my personal experience of the Lord the previous night that ignited the fire in the public meeting. Are you with me? Never discount your experiences of the Lord. Have your personal experiences in Jesus Christ. May this be a year where you have a Lord and Lord of personal experiences of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in your personal private life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The fifth point. Are you tired? Are you with me? The fifth point is be yourself. Be yourself. Saul the king tried to put David in his armor. You read the chapter, you will find that. Saul said, you wear this. And David actually tried wearing it. And he said, I feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. And he said, let me just be by myself. I'm used to this slingshot, this stone. Let me just be myself. Because I know my God who will work for me. Sometimes you just need to be yourself. Are you with me? Huh? You just need to be yourself. You are wonderful by yourself. You don't believe that? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I am wonderful by myself. You can have a party by yourself. Are you with me? Some of you should do that. You should celebrate yourself with your weaknesses, with your weird kind of thinking, with your crazy kind of lifestyle. You know, most people might write you off. I mean, your parents will be the first person to write you off. My mother used to say, "Nee ingane eda, ingane poi, ingane jeevikkan pore, ingane kartavane jeevikkan." But you just need to be yourself. Are you with me? Just feel comfortable under your own skin. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, when I was trying to read the Bible, you know, I had a book when the Lord asked me to start pastoring the church. I had a book, you know, the book was, you know, how a pastor should be. And I tried to read that and read that and read that. And pastors are supposed to, you know, very serious people. By one look, they're supposed to bring fire down. They're supposed to be very serious, very sober. And the first thing that came upon me is, oh boy. That's not me. Don't you think I'm quite weird? I need a joke. I need to make fun. I just need, you know, to crack a joke. I just need to do things that are unconventional. But I just need to be myself. And I like myself. Are you with me? Are you with me? You got to start to learn myself. You got to be yourself. Don't try to fit into somebody else's shoe. With your personality, with your nature, you yield yourself to Jesus. He can use you for His kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't be afraid to think out of the box. People were asking me, how are you going to, you know, when other pastors would ask me, how is your church structured? And I said, whatever the Lord shows me, that's how we structure it. We have a apostle team, we have an administration team, we have a worship team, we have people who are faithful in heads. And then whatever vision the Lord tells me, I tell them. That's how we go about it. Is it that way? Yeah, I said, that's me, that's the way. We've had victory because of that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. I've seen people who are, you know, very musical, very talented, who watch a music concert or something, and suddenly they can jive, suddenly they can dance, and they come into church and suddenly they're like, why don't you dance before the Lord? I've seen people laughing all the way till here. The moment they come into the church, they are very sober and serious and actually, you got to poke them to make them laugh. Just feel comfortable the way you are. You will conquer your giant by being yourself. With all your weaknesses, with all your strengths, with everything that you have, God can give you victory over every giant that you face in your life. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus one more time to this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. The sixth one is prophecy. David looked at the giant and he prophesied, this day the Lord shall give me you into my hands, and I shall make sure the birds of the air feed of your flesh. This day. Are you with me? Not after he defeated the giant. Before he defeated the giant, he looked at that problem and he said, this day the Lord will. Amen. You need to look at your biggest problem and say, this day, you need to prophesy. Don't allow the giant to prophesy over you. You prophesy to your problem. You don't allow the problem to dictate to you. You dictate to the problem. You tell the problem, you are going to be destroyed in the name of Jesus, because my God will fight my battle for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of prophecy. The enemy might be issuing threats, might be slandering you, might be accusing you, might be bringing in fear into your life, but you look at the enemy and you prophesy over it the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God will make you prevail over the feeblest threats of the enemy. The seventh one. Do it for God. Look at somebody, give them a high five and say, do it for God. Come on. 2-3 people, give them a high five and tell them, do it for God. Amen. What was David's motivation to kill the giant? He said, you have defied the armies of the living God. Are you with me? I am doing this for the glory of God. Amen. You have defied the armies of the living God. Praise the Lord. His motivation was, I am going to bring honor and praise and glory to the name of the Lord my God. Amen. You come to me with a stick and with a spear and a javelin, but I come to you with in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the eighth one, don't hesitate. Once you have committed yourself, run to your problem. David ran towards Goliath. Amen. Are you with me? Sometimes people commit themselves and then they just sit there like that. They don't face it. They don't run towards it. You run towards your problem. God will give you your victory. And the last one, and I close with it, is, praise the Lord. The last one is, anybody want to guess? Complete the task. David took the sling and the stone and he threw it. And the stone came and hit Goliath, and Goliath fell down. You remember that? Goliath fell down. He didn't die. He just fell down. But David ran towards him and he finished the task. He took the sword and he cut off the head of Goliath. Oh, that is cute. Do that one more time. my little nephew there. Come on. David took that sword and cut off the head of Goliath. Come on. Oh. I wish you were on camera. Finish the task. Are you with me? Finish the task that God has asked you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you want to see victory over your giants? Lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for the anointing that you placed upon my life. Thank you, Jesus, which you've anointed me. Thank you, Lord, that I'm more than a conqueror through you. Thank you, Jesus, that you will give me victory over every giant that I face in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
Praise Him. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God, we worship your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Stand up in the presence of the Lord this evening. Lift your hearts and your hands to Him this evening. Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
you are more than a conqueror in me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my Master. Thank you for anointing me. Thank you for calling me. Help me to be a witness for you. And help me to have victory over every giant that I face in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I renounce Satan. I renounce sin. I renounce the world. Jesus, I am yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hands and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him.